Okay, so we were at the
Mana boy, right? He had done just the first line, Mana boy. So he either asks or states. Yes, of course, because in the Bavli, boy always means ask a question, but the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi here ask whether it means a question. So the Gra thinks that here it's a statement, and the Bnei Moshe thinks it's a question, which leads to them arguing on whether this is a bayah d'lo efshita, a question with no answer, or a statement, which we definitely say. What? That's complicated. Why should that be problematic? Whether the word boy means a question or a statement. Why is that a problem? Uven Levi Neman La'ola Mafilo Bishvi. So either you read this line as a Levi is believed always, even during Shemitah, when there is no chiyuv of Maisro, and he can say that his produce is Maiser from the year before.
Or is a Levi always believed?
Or is a Levi believed? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Anyways,
Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, Neman ben Levi Omer, Maisa Baruhu, a Levi Amaretz, meaning, obviously, because if he was a Levi Chaver, this wouldn't be a Shaila, because he's a Chaver, but a Levi Amaretz is believed to say that this was Barur, it was, I saw him, it was clearly, Truma and Maisa were separated, sorry, Truma was separated, and Lefodrim and Asheni, and therefore it is Pater from Meiser Sheni, because you don't have to give Meiser Sheni for Meiser Rishon, because it's a Chalos Shem Meiser. Aval Ba'omer Nitan Li, but if he says, it was given to me, meaning I didn't see him separated, I don't know, he just told me, O Ba'omer Mishalohain, or he says that it's his own crop, and he separated whatever he was chayef to separate from it, ain't Naaman, because again, he's not Amaretz, right? So just like any other Amaretz who's not Naaman on Afrasha Chumad and Maestro, so Ben Levi is not Naaman if he's an Amaretz. The only thing he is Naaman is in a specific case where he saw the owner be Mafresh it, then we believe him. But if he's getting it as hearsay or he's doing it himself, so then he's just an Amaretz and he has all the limitations that Manu would have an Amaretz. So Gemara says, Kine Matnita. Duma Tanita, Eina Neman Ella Davar Shekain Derech Bnei Noah Gim Kain. The rule in all of these is that you're only believed if what you are saying is in line with the minug of what people, or the common practice of what people are doing. So the Gemara says, really, Kine Matanita, Eina Neman Ella Davar Shekain Derech Bnei Adam Nodnin Kain. One second. Right, meaning, so the first one, right, he's saying, what's the rationale for this? Is that since we said you only believe for what people normally do, since it is unusual for the Levi to not be present when they separate Maiser, so if he says, I wasn't there, so now the whole thing is weird. And the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe what the Mishnah is saying is... Right, maybe that this is not going on the Levi case, it's going on the next Mishnah, which we'll see in a second, namely that a poor Amaretz is believed about, well, everything that we're going to see. Maybe this has nothing to do with this, because as we'll see, the next Mishnah talks about not when the Truma and Maaser was separated, but how it was separated. Right, whether it was separated as grain, whether it was separated in a more processed form. Maybe that's where we only believe people if what they say is in line with the normal practice. But maybe when it comes to who was present or things like that in context, then it doesn't matter. And maybe, therefore, this halacha is not dependent on that. Okay, the next Mishnah, which the Gemara is just hinted at, is this. Ne'eman and alachitin. So if people say that they were given matnuraniyim from wheat, and they're given wheat, they are believed. But they are not believed if he said, I was given flour, I was given bread. Why? Because people don't normally do that. And therefore, if he says, this is my, right, especially, remember, why is this true? Because the normal way of giving leket shechen peah is ba'aziva. I left it there. And it would be... So how would you even get here? So it's possible, right? The Rosh says maybe It's possible if the poor didn't take it, so the owner then collected the matnanim to give to the poor, and then he processed it. So, you know, you could come up with a case, but that's very much not the norm. Or alternatively, it's a case where the poor specifically agreed to this arrangement. But again, this is not the norm, and that's why he's not believed. It may work, but it's not the norm. Ne'emanin al se'ora shel erez. So when it comes to rice in its stalk, they're believed to be giving it in the hole, but not if it was given totally right raw and but shelled, right, or whole. I don't know what you call it, nor cooked, because you don't normally give rice cooked. When it comes to beans, if they get it whole, they're believed. But they're not believed if it's crushed, whether that's raw or cooked, meaning processed, because people don't process the beans before they give it as matnanim. So he says, this is leket, we say, no, exactly. However, when it comes to oil, the normal way of getting maaser ani, remember maaser ani is given, not left. So it was normal to process it and make it into oil and only then give it. So if they say they got it as oil, they are believed. On the contrary, but they're not believed to say that it is nikuf olives. What are nikuf olives? So nikuf olives are the olives that are left attached to the tree after the olive harvest, which are a gift to the poor. Why are they a gift to the poor? Which of the matnanim are these olives? So the Rambam thinks that we're dealing with shechicha. The Rosh Cirilio in Chala says that it is peya of the tree. The Rush says this isn't a matnanim at all. It's just something that the owners tended not to care about, so they were mafkir. Not as a not as one of the matnanim, just it just they are not believed to say that that's what it is. And now they're also exempt from Trumot and Maisrot, but not because they're a matnanim, because they're hefker. The Gra in the Shnod Eliyahu says, and this is very, 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 very mechudash, need I add more, is that this is a new one of the matnanim that has henceforth never been discussed, based on the pasuk of ki tachvot zeitcha lo tefayer acharecha, that the pasuk says when you are beating your olive tree, don't remove its glory afterwards. So this shows that by olives there is a new matana called nikuf.
Oh my God.
Not everyone accepts that that's what the Gra means, and some try to push the Gra back. What? No, they try to say maybe what he really means and then, you know, put it into one of the other matanot, but okay. You don't usually make oil out of these nikuv olives. So therefore, if he says it's olives from these nikuv, he's not believed, right? If he says that it's maaser sheni, he's believed, but these, like, because of their quality, that's why they were left there. He's not believed if he says that these are nikuv olives and that's what they're made to oil. That's weird. Ne'eman al yerek chai, if they have raw vegetables, they're believed. Ne'eman al mevushal, right? If someone says, this vegetable soup is leket soup. No, we don't believe him. That's weird. We don't do that. Ela im kein hayav lo davar muad, shekein derek ba'abayat liyamo tseo milivso. The only exception is where the owner had very few vegetables, right? Let's say he just has his private, you know, vegetable garden. He's not a farmer. So then it wasn't so crazy that people would say, like, okay, I'm just going to take and make a soup and I'll give you, you know, come for dinner. I'll give you some of my soup. Apparently then it wasn't so crazy that they would give, not like Jechampeya, but they would give my sarani from it, right? That if someone had, like, you know, 3 carrots... So he would say, here, would you like, you know, 10% of the 3 carrots that's left after I give Truma and Maaser? So, you know, or would you like a bowl of soup, which I can make for you? Right? That was apparently normal, so then he's believed. But again, the whole point here is that you're believed to say something normal and not believed to say something which is abnormal. So now the Gemara says, okay. What if he shows you flour and says, no, I got it as wheat, but you're just coming later. I made it into flour. Same with bread. So the Gemara says, obviously that's, why shouldn't they believe them? I mean, that's crazy. Meaning, now, what? Very good. So they say, the Rosh asks Josh's question, which is, wait, if they're believed to say, I got it as wheat and made it into bread, then they should be believed to say that I got it as bread because Migo. What's Migo? I could have made a stronger claim, so I'm believed to make the weaker claim. No. Because sometimes we don't, when the counterclaim is so obviously wrong, we treat it as Migo Mumbakum Adem. It's Migo against the Anansade, where we say, that's crazy. I get you have a Migo, but that's crazy. So no. So, but very good. That's what the Rosh says. Shkoyach, Josh. Then the Gemara says, okay, Hayu akol yodin shirov mechanso leket. What if everybody, even if everyone knows that most of what you bring into your house is leket, meaning most of what this poor person has is leket, afilu keineno neman, right? When we say he's not believed, it's even when, like, everybody knows this guy, he survives on leket. Most of what his house is leket. So it's not crazy that even though it's weird to get bread, like, it's, the guy survives on leket. He says, even there, it's still so weird. There is another girsa, the Pnei Moshe Marfol Devayu, Akol Yodin Shirov Bnei Adam Achanso Leket Afilukin and Neino Eino Ne'eman. And they say that even when in, like, this particular place, it's normal for people to be mafresh, the Matranim is bread, they're still not Ne'eman because it's not normal in the broader picture of the world. Right, it's not about this poor person. It's about the way people here deal with it.
It's a din and not normal.
Yeah, it's just not normal. Okay, the Gemara then says, Tani, Rabbi Yudan Omer, Makom Shenagaliyo Dorchen Ala Ololot, in a place where they tread the Ololot, meaning to make it into wine, Yeinaman Adam Lomer, Yain Zeshel Ololot Hu. So then he's believed to say that it is Yain, which of course contradicts the way the Marfol and Benimash just said it, right, because maybe it can be local. But again, there's going to be some, you know, weighing of what's normal in any place. Udikavate, similarly, Makom Shenagaliyo Moskin Zeke Nitov, in a place where the normal way to treat these Nikov olives is to process them into oil, then he is believed. They're believed by raw vegetables, right? They're only believed by cooked vegetables if it's a little bit. Because the people of Asi's household would cook the vegetables, inshun mitakante, sala gamliel zuga, and they forgot to give meiser, so sala gamliel zuga, so gamliel the barber, but apparently he was also Talmud Chacham, went v'takne min golifasa. So he was mafresh from soup, which just shows that the point of this is to show it's not normal, but it does happen. And that's why, since it does happen, there are certain cases where it is normal, and it works. Good. Halacha dalit. So the Torah lists Maisarani twice in Dvarim. Once is in Perek Yudalid, and there it uses the word vehinachta, and later in Perek Chavav, where it says, Vinatata. So the Sifrei, and this is quoted in the Bavli in the Darim, says that this shows you that there's two types of Maiser Ani. Vinatata is the type of Maiser Ani when you give it from your home, because Vinatata implies that I have complete control and I am giving it, whereas Vihinachta is when I give it in the field where I have more control than I did at the Matan Aniyim where it's an Aziva, but I don't have the control that I have when it's in my house, and therefore it doesn't rise to the level of Vinatata. Now, what determines this? Tosfer argues that maybe ideally Maiser Ani should be given in the field, but it depends on where you are in the rainy season. Right? That's the difference, right? It's depending on when you pick things. So it might be you can't leave it in the field because it's raining, it'll get ruined, or you don't want to get wet, or whatever. And that's what determines it. So based on that, the Mishnah now says, Ein pochatin laniyim begoren, when you are in the threshing floor, what is the minimum amount? The context of this whole Mishnah is what's the minimum amount you have to give? Because the point is you're supposed to give something which is significant, right? Enough that it means something. So if you're in the threshing field, you're supposed to give half a kav of wheat or a kav of barley. Why a kav of barley? Which is enough for two meals. And why more wheat, more barley than meat? Because barley was a lower quality, and therefore more of it went to waste, and therefore it wasn't edible. Rabbi Meir Omer Chatzikav. Rabbi Meir says, no, even by barley, it is a Chatzikav, though now it's possible that they're not really arguing, that they're dealing with different qualities of barley. Kav v'chetzi kusmin, a kav and a half of spelt, because apparently people only gave, they only use it when it's very finely sifted, and therefore you need more to get anything edible. And then there's discussions about the other grains, v'kav grogrod, amana dvela, a kav of dried figs, amana of pressed figs. Now, why do we give different amounts? Because these are very similar. Kav is volume, mana is weight. And the reason was simply that figs were normally sold by volume, and right? But when they were dry, they were sold by weight, and that's why you give different shurim. Rekiv Omer pras. He says it's a pras, right? Which is half a mana, chatzi log yayin, half a log wine. Rekiv Omer revi'it, right? So he cuts it in half. Revi'it shemen, a quarter of oil. Rekiv Omer shminit, Rekiv it says an eighth. Ushar kol aper and all of the fruit. Omer abashol kadei shimkrem v'yikach ben mazon shtei sudot. It's enough to sell, because you're not going to have a meal just of oranges, that you could sell and get two meals worth. And now the Gemara elaborates. Now there is a discussion in Poskim. Is it two for you? Is it two per person in your family if you're picking on behalf of the family? Right. So this is a discussion in Poskim. So the Gemara then says, Tani, Rova Orez, a quarter cup of rice, Kula Tavlin, a Kula of spices, which is the amount of condiments that you need for two meals. Litra yerek, shloshet kaben charuven, chatzi log yayin, revi'et shemen, asara egozin, 10 nuts, because apparently, right, this was more dessert then. Right, and what you see is that there's different factors we use, which is one, how do people use it? Is it used as the main part of your meal, or as a spice, or as a dessert, right? All of that factors in. The point is, there's a certain norm here of two meals of however you use this. Shnei rimonin, two pomegranates, etrog echad, and one etrog. What? You figure it out? I don't know. It doesn't seem to be like there's a gzera katuv. It's like they figured it out. My time. So what's the source for all of this? So the Gemara says, right, it looks like a long amud, but it's really not. It's a very easy amud. Because the pasuk says they shall eat and be satisfied, and the rule is tain lo kidei sovo. Right, you have to give him enough to satisfy him. Now, how do we get that? You have to satisfy him in two meals. So either it's because it says it twice. That's one possibility. The other, and this is Rav Moshe Fein, the other possibility to write Yisrael is no. It's not because there's two psukim. It's because it says you should be full. The way he's full is if he eats the normal number of meals that people eat in a day. And that time, it was two. And that is where you get it. Sure. Now, does this apply also? Is it only in the field or even in the house? So it's possibly that it's only in the house. Right, because the pasuk they're quoting is in the field. Other mafarshim assume this in the right in the Derech Emunah is a discussion of this, and the Parash Shulchan says has a gears of the gra that it's explicit that it's also in the house. So Chizki Shal La'avoy Minan Elin Shiras. Where do you get all these amounts from? So Amarle Ayn Srara Smachada Barta said, with this stone support this cypress tree so it shall not fall. Now what does that mean? So Marafolda says, He was just changing the conversation. It's like, I don't want to get into this with you. Here, go do something else. Go play a video game. I don't care. Right. Bye. The Rosh Cirilio, right? The Rosh Cirilio says, no, he was actually giving him a svara. And he was saying, Shor echad katan somech bira gdola shlo tipol. Even a small rock can support a whole building. And therefore, he was saying it shouldn't sound like a small amount. Klomar, alav yishen mechamisha for sekin. He said, look, certain things like a peach, right? I don't know. It's high caloric content. So even though it looks like it's light, it will sustain you through the day, meaning there is a svara. The Pnei Moshe, on the other hand, says, no, it's a Masorah. What he's saying is it's a Masorah. How does he get that it's a Masorah out of that bizarre comment? And he was saying that he says, Brata is Barda, right? Which is a type of bird. And he says, just like I know which birds are kosher and which one aren't from Masorah, I know this also. So the simple pshat, I think, is not like the Pnei Moshe, this is a Masorah. But the Pnei Moshe actually does say, so if you have a problem with it, look at it. He says, Hareza domala Masorah ofot shenim shal chamim b'kabbalah. Just like which birds are kosher or not is given to chamim, is given to chamim b'Masorah, this was given b'Masorah. Okay, fine. A story, Rabbi Chanina Aviyatev Kumi Rabbi Eloi, he was sitting in front of Rabbi Eloi, Vu'amar Taman Vu Satar, and he was giving reasons for these amounts, and he was Satar, and he was contradicting them. Amar Taman Vu Satar, he gave more reasons, and he said no. Amar Le Lo Kulan Mr. El Livnoi. He says, you have to refute in order to support, right? You have to destroy in order to build, like by Shabbos, right? And according to Bnei Moshe, his point is yes. By knocking down your reasons, I show this isn't as far. It's Allah al Moshe Misinai, and it's super strong. Aha. Okay. Amar Imana, Tanya, Arba Litrin. Vegetables should be 4 litra. Now, we'll stop here, but the Gemara is going to I'll just read the next line. Is Amar Ilazar Vachain La'irov. That Erov Tchumin also needs the minimum amount of food for 2 meals. So what we learn here, we can carry over to the area of halacha of Erevin. And Amar Rav Chanina had the damar temet b'yayin al v'shem arvin b'omazon shtei. Shudo, that's only by wine, but by oil, you actually need more because my miser ani, you need to give more oil because you want to make it worth the while of the poor person coming to the field. Because there's other factors. It's not only about 2 meals. It's also about what's significant. And therefore, in general, you can carry over, but not for every single one, because there are other factors involved as well. Shkoyach, and that brings us to the top of the page.